welcome to the Minecraft Spooky Stories Podcast. This week's creepypasta is on player. This creepypasta is from the Minecraft Creepypasta Wiki, and the author is unknown. I hope you enjoy.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The following is a journal excerpt from a witness of the events that took place on June 2nd, 2012, in the Minecraft server Ting Ting Mangina Boy. Saturday, June 2nd, 2012. Dear Willow Tree, today has been an interesting day, and by interesting, I mean terrifying. I came home to find a notification on my Facebook from my Minecraft group. That's when it began for me. We had started a server between me and a friend, after watching multiple videos of YouTube of gamers playing, and we were curious about starting our own. At the time, it was originally just me and my friend, Tian. Due to the fact that neither of us had a legitimate account, we downloaded the software and started a private server. I tried running it on my computer, but the chunk updates didn't work, so we decided it would work better if my friend did. Everything was going smoothly, and we were quite excited about it. So shortly afterwards, we had another friend, Chantal, come on. After even more of your average playing of Minecraft, we had two friends come on, and at that point, maxed out our server. Our software only allows 5 people on connected networks. This went on for about a month overall. A few creeper explosions and necessary house repairs, a major castle build, and endless but harmless water bucket fights occurred, but nothing out of the ordinary. Until one day, when teens very worked on giant stone brick castle, had seemingly random explosions occur inside of it over a dozen locations. Along with Alex's house, we were freaked out, admittedly, but didn't think of anything sinister going on, only bizarre glitches. It took almost 12 hours to repair. Then today occurred. I haven't been on the server for nearly a week, avoiding it mainly because of schoolwork and social enthusiasm. That is not the point. I saw, a few hours ago, Corbin posting about a bizarre 6th player being on the server. Curious, I decided to check it out. It was bizarre, almost terrifying. It's not for the fact that no one else really knew about the server. It was barely mentioned at school, so that was kind of a long shot. But the fact it was impossible for more than 5 people to be on the server is what really confused me. The person was bizarre for a lot of reasons, if not for the fact that I had a default skin and the username player. There was only the problem of no one being able to go on the server with a legitimate version of Minecraft. When they tried, it would proxy them into the character and automatically kick them off after a mere second or two. He spawned at the default spawning locations, and their houses were very far away from this location. He seemed to have known very well where they were, however, as though he had been there before. But I'm guessing you probably want more information about player himself. From the evidence I'm gathered due to the screen caps that Tian and Corbin managed to salvage, he acted as though he was a friendly bot at first, saying messages that appeared to be as though they were automated, such as scanning, verifying, confirmed, and how may I help you, master? From what I've heard, he was able to find diamonds 3 times within a few minute intervals. The person began getting hostile after Tian typed in kill Corbo man. Tian and Corbin were responding to the bot like players with similar bot-like commands. Like everybody else, I wasn't able to join the server for my legitimate version. Apparently, updates were occurring on the exact day this happened. Luckily, I had an additional version that was cracked, and a username plugin. This was necessary due to the fact that whenever anyone tried to go on the server from offline mode, their username would automatically be player also. Anyways, by the time I got on, things had headed far downhill, and fast. The player was trying to locate the admin, in other words, Tian. He was repeatedly using the emoticon troll face, telling us how to follow him. After he had detected Tian's user had alt powers, he started doing really weird things, wanting us to follow him into the nether and what seemed like the middle of nowhere. It was hard to keep up, though, because his sprint was somehow much faster than ours. He then went on trying to force Tian to use the command prompt lightning on a tree. I suspected this was because he wanted to prove that Tian was indeed the administrator. Tian wasn't able to, and the player replied that the reason he wasn't able to use commands was because his computer had a virus. The way we were able to have us all connect on Tian's server wasn't connect through the intelligent way of port forwarding. instead merely turned his firewall off due to it being much simpler and less of a hassle. This had worked very well for the time being, but we had soon learned it was a terrible mistake. We tried everything, Tien and I killing him, trapping him in obsidian, banning him, cursing at him through the text box, but nothing was working. He was still typing in response though, less as a bot and more as a sinister human. Tien, though having a girlfriend, had to leave me with the player alone. Luckily, all of us excluding Chantel had been on Skype talking and mainly freaking out about this horrific occurrence. When Tien left though, it seemed the player had lost interest, due to the only admin being gone. I was deathly wrong. However, as he started coming after me and punching me with bare fists, but I was unable to fight back at all, even with a diamond sword. Each time he punched me, it would cause me to fly back 20 blocks. Luckily, he had killed me, and I had spawned back onto my island brick house, very far away from where he had been when he killed me. I was still talking to him, though, through the text box, and found a lot of creepy information about him. Apparently, he had been able to access Teen's computer due to the firewall being off, and was hinting at some sort of virus. This made all of us paranoid. I felt safe, due to being so far away, but when he said this, admin console at XXXX, I had no idea what this meant, and according to Alex and Corbin, I should type everything he said, but replace the XXXX with OOO. I did so. Admin console at OOO. You probably with this. Thanks for giving me your location. I was freaking out hard at this point, and I decided to hide at Bedrock and just talk to both the player and the friends on Skype. Tien came back on, turned his firewall on, and thus I was disconnected from the server. Tien was able to go on to it still, and inspect the damage. Player somehow managed to get into my isolated island house and pour lava all over it. To this day, we don't know who or what Player was, how he had such abilities, and his exploding powers. His ability to find diamonds so quickly, or run faster than us, and punch harder than us. We don't know how he got onto our server, or if we're ever safe to use one again. Player.rb. The accompanying video cannot be found, unfortunately. Shortly after the story had surfaced, a video recording 3 minutes of Player's ill-intended actions leaked entitled Player.rv, taken from what can be inferenced as Toby's perspective. There is minimal and almost indistinguishable audio-video recordings of a conversation that is buried behind an eerily placed piano nocturne. At the very end of the video, before it abruptly cuts off, laughter can be heard. It is unknown by whom. Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Minecraft Spooky Stories Podcast. Make sure to tell your friends about the podcast and give it a 5-star review.